Welcome to the Sophia's Insider Podcast. In each episode, we dive deep into topics like manifestation, astrology, self-confidence, healing, and of course, all the good things that help you become the happiest, most powerful, and fulfilled version of yourself. And I can't wait to share today's episode with you. So let's dive in. Being a good girl or being a good woman in the eyes of society is actually keeping you from getting rich, getting hotter, and getting everything that you truly deserve. Today, I want to talk to you about the magic of Venus. She is one of my favorite planets ever because alongside the moon, she rules over women. So today, we're going to dive in how to actually stop blocking the blessings of Venus and really truly embody the magic and the art of Venus to attract and magnetize everything that you desire. Let's be really honest here for a second. Venus has been so deeply misunderstood and suppressed because the way that we look at her in pop culture astrology is all about fashion and beauty and relationships, when she is so much deeper than that. And she has so much wisdom that we're not really getting into because we're getting lost in adhering to those patriarchal norms. So what I really want you to understand is that Venus is so much deeper than just looking back in the eyes of society. She is so much more than just how to attract a man or how to be more alluring and magnetic for a person to like you. This is actually about life-changing and transforming energies that you get to implement in your life. So what this video and this podcast episode is going to be about is really getting into the magic that Venus has to offer you. Because like I said at the beginning of the video, it is not about being a good girl in the eyes of society. A good girl in the eyes of society is people-pleasing. She is submissive. She is always nice. She's always doing things for other people, not really caring about herself. And that is where the problem comes in, because we have misunderstood Venus the same way that we have misunderstood women as a whole. It is not about becoming more submissive or into fitting into this feminine ideal that the patriarchy has decided on. It is actually about tuning into your body's inner wisdom, about tuning into your true power and understanding that your power lies in getting to know yourself and being a person that knows that they're inherently valuable and that they deserve the best of the best. And that is the lesson that Venus actually wants to bring you. Yes, it is fun and nice to talk about how to dress better or how to use her for your makeup. I love to do that and it's a fun thing to do. But today we're going to get into the deep stuff. Because when we're talking about Venus, there are always two energies that are connected to her, and that is Taurus and Libra. And I like to see them as an evolution. And I will always start with Taurus, and that is connected to the second house. And that's why I say good girls don't get rich, because the second house and Venus are connected to your money flow. This is about financial security, security as a whole. This is about pleasure and luxury. This is about the five senses and really enjoying your life, receiving pleasure from being in the present moment, really feeling gratitude for being the person that you are and holding yourself to high standards and having boundaries. So when we're talking about a Venusian energy connected to Taurus, this is really the energy that is very physical, because Taurus is a feminine earth sign. So her gift is really in helping you understand that, one, that your beauty standard doesn't have to be the same as society. This is really tapping into your uniqueness and really tapping into the connection to your body. Because a lot of times, especially as women, we're told that we can't rely on our intuition and on our intuition and inner voice of our bodies, even though they're so much smarter than our head. Really listening to how your body feels when you're around certain people, how your body feels after being around people in your life, how your body feels in certain situations. All of this really gives you insight, but we're constantly told to not really think about it, to not connect too much to our bodies. And The way that we criticize and shame our bodies is why women are struggling to really create financial freedom, to really create security for themselves, because everything that is connected to our Venusian energy, everything that is connected to who we are, is actually constantly told and minimized and suppressed and told that we're not good enough. And that is really where this problem comes in. And when we're talking about this Taurus of Venusian energy, the first lesson is really an understanding that it is time for you to see your worth. And this was one of the most important lessons for me as well. That's why I decided to go on a decentering men journey. That is why I decided to cut my hair, because I was like, I need to become my own person, away from the eyes of society, away from everything that tells me this is the version that we want from you. That is what we want from a good woman. A good woman is, you know, quiet. A good woman, it doesn't have too many opinions. A good woman looks a certain way. So when you want to tap into this energy, you really need to get inwards. You need to really connect to yourself. And this is something that nobody can do for you. That is what I want to tell you. This is not a journey where other people tell you how to feel. This is not a journey on this is how you're supposed to do it, because Taurus energy is about you. This is really connected to yourself. So you want to really explore, what does femininity mean to you? And I do not mean dressing a certain way. I do not mean adhering to those societal rules. I mean, what does femininity, what does pleasure, what does luxury, what does beauty mean to you? And what does it feel like to be in your body? Really doing somatic exercises and nervous system regulation, which I also have in my Rebelicious membership, and I do daily, because it's so important for us to get back into our bodies and to listen to their wisdom. Because this is something, especially in high stress situations, we're constantly online, we're constantly available. There's so much that we're getting bombarded with. So it's so important to get back into your body and have time for yourself and really question all of the things I just talked about. Question everything that you have been told about what it means to be a good woman, what you have been told by your religion, your culture, where you live, your friends, your family. They have all given you a version of you that they want. They have all told you what it means to be a good girl. But it is time that you become wild, that you remember your true essence, and that you remember that you are limitless and that you have really deep creation power, because Taurus is very physical. You can bring things into the world. You can manifest things into the physical world. And then this really starts by getting in touch with yourself. So like I said, questioning the things that you've been taught about what it means to be a good woman, and also getting in touch with your body, as well as really learning what it means to have a high self-worth. This is something that society does not want from you. And that is why we're seeing Venus as something, oh, it's just about looking cuter and attracting a man, when in actuality, especially Taurus Venus, is about your standards, your boundaries, and your self-worth. So what this energy is really asking of you is, one, where are you putting your worth into external things? Where are you still seeking the validation of other people to tell you that you are valuable and that you deserve everything that you desire? So really tapping into this energy by reprogramming your subconscious mind and really giving yourself the affirmation and the validation that you wish other people would give you. Because this high self-worth doesn't come from external things. It doesn't matter how good you look. It doesn't matter how amazing you are in the external world if you're not giving yourself the love that you deserve. And really getting in touch with being slower, being present. This is what Taurus energy is also about, being really grounded and really present in the current moment, because we're so all on all the time. We're everywhere. We're wanting to think about the next big thing that we want to do and be here, be there. But with Taurus, it is about slowing down. It is about enjoying the moment, having gratitude for the person that you are. And this is a journey. You can't force yourself to feel this. And it is okay if you have insecurities. It is okay if you have doubts, but it really depends on how you deal with them. How do you talk to yourself? How do you connect with yourself? Do you shame your body? Do you shame yourself for not being productive all the time? Do you shame yourself for the way that you are? So this is really getting in touch with yourself and understanding that you are allowed to accept yourself as you are, while also allowing yourself to evolve. And I think this is a really big thing, especially when it comes to the self-development space, because there's always this feeling of becoming better, being prettier, being smarter, being more successful, getting richer. And the thing is that the best way to actually do this is by creating that high self-worth. Because once you have that high self-worth, you will be able to go after the things that you want. You will not take no for an answer. You will not give a shit about what people think. Because the biggest problem is this lack of foundational trust in ourselves. And this trust is built by keeping promises to yourself. So setting goals and actually achieving them, maybe breaking them down into smaller goals, so you have actually the drive, the motivation to see, oh my God, I'm actually checking things off, and giving yourself that trust and that validation that you can achieve the things that you want, that you trust yourself, that you go after the things that you desire, and that you actually show up for yourself. So this is what I really want you to understand, that this is about you, and this is about putting the focus on you. It is never about somebody outside, nobody external. It is about tuning into yourself. And if you're listening to this right now and you're asking yourself how to do all of this, then I will definitely invite you into my program, The Venusian Effect. We're going to go through all of this step by step, also diving into your own personal Venusian energy for 4 whole weeks, where I will go into nervous system regulation, into really embracing your pleasure, embracing your Venus, and really understanding how to implement this energy truly and deeply in your life to magnetize and attract anything that you desire, whether it's money, whether it's love, whether it's just deep love and confidence in yourself. This is really a program that I'm deeply passionate about, because I believe that every woman deserves to feel really abundant and loved and seen and live a life as a magnetic woman instead of the good girl. So if you're interested in that, I will link this in the description, the comments, everywhere. You will find it and I will link it for you. But now let's get into our next part, because like I said, Venus isn't only connected to Taurus. Venus is also connected to Libra. And Libra is said to be all about relationships, that she is the queen of, you know, love. And while that is a beautiful part of it, you also need to understand that Libra in the unhealthy form is the people pleaser. She says yes to everything, and that is her version of playing into that good girl role. So to really tap into her gifts and to really understand her energies, it is very important that you stop being the girl that has no backbone, that you stop being the woman who doesn't know how to say no. And this takes practice, and that is totally fine and totally okay. But to really tap into all of the gifts of Venus, which are beauty, which are abundance and money and self-love, you need to first tap into this Taurus energy by understanding your boundaries and your standards and having some. So actually starting to ask yourself, how do I like to be treated? What do I want out of my life? What do I want out of my relationships? And also understanding that you are not crazy if something isn't okay for you. A lot of times, especially with social media, we have such a collective opinion about things. So we have a way that we view relationships, what is the wrong thing and what is the right thing to do, what are too high of standards, what are too low standards, and all of these things. So we get into this collective mindset. But you need to understand that this is brainwashing, like the easiest form of brainwashing ever, because other people are telling you how you want to be treated. They tell you this is how you should be treated in a relationship, this is how you should be treated in your friendships, and even though this might not feel good to you, you will do it. So this is really important to understand, and why I said tune into your body's wisdom, because you will notice what feels good in your body and what doesn't. And some things just might be anxiety because you haven't experienced them before. And some things just might be outright uncomfortable feelings of, no, this doesn't feel good and I don't want this. And this is really important to distinguish and tune into, and you will learn. And sometimes you might cross your own boundaries and you will realize, damn, I fucked up. I did something that I didn't want to do. Or maybe I let someone treat me in a way that I'm actually not comfortable with. But the art is really in learning about this. And like I said, not shaming yourself. So instead of saying, oh my God, how could I do this? Why did I fall for this? It doesn't matter. Tune into yourself. Ask yourself again and again. Get really interested in your own self, because this is how you tap into all of these gifts. Why do you think that a lot of men who marry and who are in relationships with women are really well supported? And a lot of times you will see men say, I would have not had the success I do now. I would not have the money I have now without my wife or the woman in my life. And this is something to be really aware of, because men are tapping into your energy. They are tapping into the abundance of energy that you could actually use for yourself, which doesn't mean that you're not allowed to be in a relationship or that you don't deserve to find or that you're not allowed to find love. But what is important to understand, that it always starts with you first. You are the first person that you need to give everything to, and then the rest, the other people, you can give to them once you feel in tune with yourself, once you feel like you want to give things. Do not give things out of obligation, but give things out of joy, out of love to yourself, out of the want to share the love and the joy that you're feeling. And like I said, this is a journey, and this might not feel as easy in the beginning. And in no way, shape, or form do I want to say that you need to be fully healed or that you need to love yourself before you can love other people. I think this is really big bullshit, honestly. I don't think that if you don't fully love yourself, nobody else could love you. But what I think Venusian energy is really teaching you is that if you love yourself well, you will know when others are too. And this is what I want for you to learn. It's not about being perfect. It's not about, you know, loving yourself 100% every day. But it is about learning what feels good to you, about building that deeper self-trust and that deeper self-love. And even the thought of just wanting to do good for yourself is self-love, even if you don't make the right decisions in every moment. And this is really what this energy wants to teach you. And like I said, we have Taurus energy, and then we have that Libra energy. And Libra energy does know what society wants from her. This is really this energy of becoming the woman that other people want from you. And this is why it's so important to first build that foundation in Taurus and then go over to Libra, where now you can go into relationships, you can go into interactions, you go out into the world with a new sense of self and with a new clarity. And this will really help you tap into the second part of that Venusian energy by being really firm in your boundaries and using your magnetism and allure for yourself by finding out what you actually want to embody, the version that you actually want to be. Because with, like I said, with Libra, there is this energy of just, I will do whatever works in society. This is really where pretty privilege comes from, when people say they will treat you differently based on the way that you look. And when you look pretty, people will treat you more nicely. This is where Libra energy in a way thrives, because she's like, oh my God, external validation, give it to me. And this is really a surface level Venusian energy. And the problem with that is, as soon as that validation is gone, she is broken and she is sad and she doesn't know what to do with herself. And that is when all of this crumbles down. That is when the abundance, that is when the love and the magnetism, all of it comes crumbling down, because it is not rooted in a deep love for self and in a joy for life and in a joy for yourself, but instead of all these external things. So if you really want to tap into this energy, it is very important to learn how to set your boundaries, how to be your own individual person and not let other people define you. You are allowed to be in love. You are allowed to share yourself with people. You're allowed to live a beautiful life with people who support you. But understand and ask yourself always, is this what I want? Is this what I desire? Because remember, good girls say yes to everything. Magnetic women know when to say no. And this is really the anthem for Libra energy and what I want you to learn. You can play into their ideas. You can use your pretty privilege for anything that you desire. That is something that you do consciously, but to really tap into the wisdom and the gifts of these Libra Venusian traits and actually become magnetic, sometimes you meet people and they just fascinate you. And you're like, they're not even that conventionally pretty in the eyes of society, or they don't fit into the beauty standard. But you're like, I don't know what it is about them, but they just have a beauty that's like unexplainable, like it's from another world. And that is when people have tapped into their Venusian energy, because they have learned that they get to define beauty, that they get to find pleasure in everything that they see every day. And this is also about allowing yourself and doing good things for yourself and allowing yourself to create whatever you want to create and decorate and honor your body, honor the space that you live in, and really fill it with things that give you pleasure. And this is something that is so deeply suppressed in women, because pleasure is not something we learn. We learn performance, and that is the dark side of Libra. We learn performance and not pleasure. And this is where this really is so deeply important, to learn how to tune into yourself, tune into your body, and ask yourself questions again and again. And really learning, maybe even at the beginning, when you're someone who always says yes to things, maybe for a while saying no to all of the things. So you can learn, oh, actually, I would have loved to go there. Or actually, I'm so glad I said no, because I've never allowed myself to do that before. Overall, this energy is about allowing yourself to bloom and allowing yourself to become your most magnetic version. And this most magnetic version doesn't need to look, sound, talk, walk, or behave like anything else than what you want for yourself. It doesn't matter what society wants from you. What matters is what you actually desire. And if you want to really understand your own Venusian energy a little bit more, then I definitely recommend downloading my free Divine Blueprint Guide, where I go into all signs, planets, and the energies like Venus in Aries, Venus in Taurus, so you can really understand what are the gifts of those energies and tap into your own personal Venusian energy a little bit more, because this has really helped me. I have my Venus in Scorpio, and when you look into Venus in Scorpio, this is really an intense energy. This is really a transformative energy. This is manifestation power and deep seduction. But this is something that is also, Venus isn't in her favorite place when she is in Scorpio. But a lot of times that is only because society doesn't want women who know how to really use their allure, who are women who know how to manifest and take their power for themselves. That is not something that society likes to see. So a lot of times Venus in Scorpio is very misrepresented, and I really needed to learn how to tap into that, how to learn how to allow myself my intensity, how to allow myself my true manifestation and transformational power, because it is there. But it is something that I was so afraid of. I was afraid of coming off too intense, becoming too dark, too weird for people to understand. And even the things that I talk about now, this is something that not a lot of people will like to hear, especially men. They're like, why the fuck are you talking about this? Like, what is this? What are you trying to achieve? And I want to awaken women to their power. And this is really what my Scorpio Venus has taught me, and she has taught me so much more. But this is something that really has helped me tapping into her and honoring her. This is why I will say this has been my favorite journey of life. This has helped me create so many beautiful things in my life and helped me experience my dream life. And that is why I will say tap into your Venusian energy. Secure your spot in the Venusian effect. I would love to see you there, and just let yourself be you. Let yourself explore. Tune into who you truly want to be. Allow yourself desire. Allow yourself pleasure. Fuck what everyone else is saying. Fuck what society is saying about what it means to be a good woman. You deserve to be a magnetic woman that gets everything that she desires, and this is what this is truly about. If you enjoyed this episode, then make sure to like, subscribe, leave me your review on the podcast, or if you're watching this on YouTube, then let me know where your Venus is, what your journey with this energy has been, questions that come up. I want to connect with you. I really want this to be a community space where we can all grow and connect together, for women to really feel their power and support each other. So feel free to comment whatever comes up for you, and I will see you next time.